I'm going to meet with Holly Lynch, and hopefully we'll get the opportunity to explain to people from Sulby Bridge what Flood Re is about and how it can help them obtain affordable flood insurance.
I mean, when you talk about the Flood Re scheme, I mean, so many people that I know, you know, have been affected by the floods. And, you know, this is the kind of help and the assurance which really does help them, doesn't it, you know, in a time of need?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's nothing worse than being flooded. And often what's happened to people when they've been flooded is they realise that the next really big problem they've got is they can't afford their insurance because the premium goes through the roof and the excess becomes, you know, means that their policy is pretty useless to them. And so Flood Re addresses that problem. And we launched in April, and the evidence is now that people that were affected by that problem, the insurance problem connected with flooding in relation to their own homes, are now again able to find affordable flood insurance by shopping around and looking on our website, floodre.co.uk, for information about that.
I know when you talk about Flood Re that a lot of people, you know, in Yorkshire have taken up this idea and, you know, invested in it, haven't they?
Yeah, and you know, the insurance industry and government came together to build Flood Re because we knew it was such a big problem. And it is great to see that people are, again, able to get the insurance safety net underneath them for the future. And, of course, it's not just about people that have been flooded. And certainly they've had real difficulty finding insurance until we launched in April. But it's also reassuring for people that are at the risk of flooding in the future, because their worry would be that whilst they might be able to afford their policy today, if they flooded tomorrow, after that, they might have had a big problem with affordable flood insurance. Now, with Flood Re in place, the reality is that those people, too, are protected from those price increases and excess increases. And that's got to be really good news for people.
I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? It's a bit of a safety net, this scheme, isn't it? Because if the worst was to happen, you know, they at least do have something to fall back on.
Yeah, that's right. You know, when people are flooded, it can feel incredibly lonely and incredibly challenging to deal with the challenges of it. And to not be able to pick up the phone to your insurance company and say, help, and to know that somebody's going to come and assist you and help you and your family get back on your feet, must be a devastating thing to face. So, you know, we're all really, really pleased that the scheme is working now, and people in this situation at least know. We can't stop the flooding, but at least they know that they have insurance to back them up when those terrible moments come, God forbid.
And I know, you know, while this scheme is on the grow, I mean, what are the plans with this scheme? Is it a case that more finance will be available? Just what is the update?
We are now running, and as I said, the benefits are there for people to access. And we are an organisation that's owned and operated by the insurance companies. We are also supported by legislation, and we have tax-raising powers, which enables us to create this benefit for people. And then we will last for the next 23 years. But during that period of time, we need to make sure that the actions are taken to reduce the cost of flooding so that Flood Re isn't necessary when we cease to exist in 23 years' time. But in that period of time, the market should evolve. Insurers are very supportive of Flood Re, and people can be reassured now that they can get affordable flood insurance.